my nephew was visiting a couple of Christmases ago, and we went to the shops, and, you know, we're in the Hay, we're in the Barrington Coast, we say hello. And so, you know, I was saying, hello, hello, hello. And he looked at me and said, do you know everybody here? And I said, no, but we say hello to each other. Yeah. And he lives in the inner city, and he was like, if I said hello to everybody on my way to school, I'd never get there.
And they think there's something wrong with you. Yeah. Really?
Exactly.
It's true. Everyone's so busy. You know,
yeah,
if you
yeah,
just,
yeah.
If you just give a nod and a g'day to someone walking down the street in a city, they're like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, weirdo. What are you
talking? Welcome to Convos, Stories That Connect, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast where we dive into the heart of what makes this region so special. Through candid and inspiring conversations, we explore what draws people to this breathtaking part of the Mid-North Coast and what keeps them coming back. Our guests share their personal journeys, challenges and passions, offering a glimpse into the vibrant lifestyles that shape the Barrington Coast.
Hey gang, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us on Convos, the stories that connect us and tell everything about this fabulous region where we live. So today's a bit of a special episode. I'm really excited because I've got joining me today, Megan Lewis, who is going to be sharing hosting duties of the potty with me. Yes, you'll be hearing her fabulous dulcet tones, interviewing some of the really cool people across the whole Barrington Coast. Megan, welcome to the potty.
Thank you so much, Simon. Yes, I'm reporting for duty. I'm very excited when I got the call from Elle at Barrington Coast saying, hey, would you come and join Simon? It was an immediate yes from me. So excited to be here.
Yeah, and I'm stoked because we've known each other for a while, obviously. So, but tell me, when Elle asked you, what was the kind of number one thing that made you think, oh, my God, this is such a cool opportunity, I can't wait to do this?
I think the opportunity that really excited me was just was to celebrate the Barrington Coast. I think that's, for me, everybody seems to get to Newcastle and then they just skip over the next 200 kilometres and then they land in Port Macquarie and take off again, right? And it's such a beautiful area. It's an exciting area in terms of potential. I think people that move here create their own fun and are often the people that are unsung heroes. And so the opportunity for number one for me to sort of get to know the area better as well myself, even though I've been here, I mean, I've been holidaying here all of my life, but living here for about 20 years now.
Yeah, right.
But there's still so much to discover.
Yeah.
And, of course, to share it with you. That was the other big selling point.
Oh, yes, that is the good answer that I was looking for. I think you're right. We're kind of a bit of a hidden gem here. And, you know, for a lot of people, that's probably a bonus. You know, we like the fact that we're a little bit off the track. Not everybody wants to come here. We don't want to be the next surfer's paradise. But there's just too much not to share, isn't there? Like, there's so much going on here. It's just too good not to share with the world.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting consideration for us as a region without getting too serious about it. But I think that is part of how to I'm keen to explore that with our guests of getting that tempo right between, I guess, celebrating who we are and sharing that with people versus saying, hey, but we don't want it to be too big. Like, you know, I like not having to pay for parking when I go to the beach.
100%.
I like being able to always get a park at the beach. I like sometimes being the only person on that beach. And so I can appreciate that for people that already our region has changed a lot in 20 years. But I think for everything that you might point out that you see as a little bit of a negative, there's lots of things that you can point at that are great, great celebrations as well. So I'm confident that we're going to be able to get the right balance.
Yeah, and I think you're right. That's what it is about, because there are so many things we've got here that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for, you know, our position as a tourist destination, I guess.
Yeah,
restaurants,
absolutely.
Cafes.
Yeah.
Some of those really, you know, nice things that we love to enjoy as locals, particularly out of holiday season, we wouldn't have those things if it wasn't for the kind of influx of tourists that we get during those seasons. So, you know, I'm with you. I love going down to the beach. And there's nobody else there, you know, and it's like paradise untouched. But then at the same time, you know, when holiday season does roll around and, you know, the whole area swells, I love that buzz and that vibe.
Yeah.
You've been here 20 years.
Yeah.
I haven't. I've been here for about four
okay.
From, you know, a city area. And so it's kind of, it gives me the best of both worlds. I love being able to tap into that buzz and that vibe and everything that the city has to offer. Then everybody goes home and we get our, you know, our mid-coast back again.
That's right.
So I think, you know, as long as not too many people realise that, yeah. I think, you know, it's what's not to love about all of that.
Exactly. So you've been here 4 years. What brought you here?
Yeah, we were part of the great COVID migration, I guess. And, you know, my wife and I, we'd always intended to retire to the beach. All of our holidays had been beach holidays and we kind of love being near the coast. There's something so healing and cathartic about being near the water. And then we had that, you know, little interrupt to everybody's life when COVID hit and people became more comfortable with remote working. Our business is totally portable, you know, so we were already working remotely. Mm. And Joe kind of looked at me one day and she said, why are we waiting for retirement? Why don't we go now? And this was 2020.
I love that line.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people should say that more often. Yeah. Like, why are we waiting? Let's do
just
it.
Do it now.
Yeah.
And so it all happened really fast. We put a house on the market. It sold in a couple of weeks and we're like, oh, wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
And fast forward all the details, here we are, and we just couldn't be happier. It was the best move we've ever made. You know, I was really surprised to find this vibrant and exciting business community here.
Mm.
You know, for us, it was going to be about the lifestyle and where we want to live, and our business is remote and our clients are spread all around the place. And we joined, you know, a local chamber of commerce for social reasons to meet people.
Mm.
Who knew? Like, there's some incredible people here. And I think, you know, nice segue into the podcast is I can't wait for us to talk to some of those people and shine a light on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... you know, there might be people that are already a sort of like established that you go, yeah, of course they're going to talk to them and of course they're going to talk to those people. We're not going to tell you who they are yet. You have to keep following the podcast to find that out. But we want to uncover people that might be the unsung heroes or the ones that are just going about their day, don't even think they're really doing anything spectacular. But it's when someone speaks to them and says, wow, you do that? Like, for example, the one that you're sharing about, the super soppers.
Yeah. And so these guys make those super soppers.
Right.
So, you know, those big kind of tractor-like things that they drive around on the cricket oval after it's been raining.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, right. And so right here on the mid-coast, I asked this guy, so, you know, is there really a market for that, you know, for those? He said, yeah, there's about 1,200 cricket ovals around the world that are big enough to need one of those.
Wow.
And we can produce about 30 a year. So we pretty much keep all of those grounds supplied with these machines from right here. Mostly amazing. They export to India because, you know, cricket's like a religion.
Absolutely.
In India. And so I was just, I shouldn't be, but I was just blown away that right here we've got this little business that, you know, most people have probably never heard of, and they're the, like, number one supplier in the world of these, you know, super soppers.
Maybe, you know, it's one of those unsung heroes. Who knew that was happening here?
And I think, you know, some of those people are going to be really comfortable with being unsung heroes.
Sure.
And be like, no, don't shine a light on me specifically. But to just be able to talk about what they do, you know, the breadth and the scope of the industry that's here.
Yeah.
Sydney has been retiring to the mid-north coast for decades.
Mm.
And the people who come, they might leave the hustle and bustle of the city behind, but they don't leave their skills behind.
Mm.
They don't leave their experience behind. They bring that with them. And this is such, you know, a rich kind of tapestry, I guess, of different experiences, different skills, different people and personalities. And it all just seems to meld together really beautifully.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the interesting thing from this podcast and what we can focus on this is it's not just about business. It's not just about even, you know, community. It's not just about the natural environment. We're going to be looking at all the different pieces of the pie that make up Barrington Coast in terms of sectors or, if you will, you know, those different parts of what makes a community and also different locations.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be talking to people from Gloucester. We're going to be talking to people from Harrington, you know, Foster, Taree, Wingham, Old Bar, like, wherever you are, we're coming for you.
Yeah,
we want to talk to you.
Convos is on the way.
Yeah, and we want people to understand the breadth and depth of the Barrington Coast.
Mm.
and get adventurous. Like if you've come to one part of it to holiday, or if you're living in one part. I mean, you know, I'm a bit embarrassed to say we used to live, not we used to holiday in Old Bar. I'm not embarrassed to say that. Loved that. Yeah. What I'm embarrassed to say is we never made it to Foster Tuncurry in like 20 years.
Wow.
It was like that was way too far. Right. And so can you imagine going, like, this is what I did. I'd come up to Old Bar twice a year to visit my nan and pop, who had a holiday house up there, and then they retired up there. And then my mum ended up retiring there. I ended up, you know, when mum had retired, I'd go to foster at that stage. But yeah. When I was a young'un, up till probably the age of 23, we'd come up religiously a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
We'd go worming at Saltwater, we'd go fishing at Manning Point,
yeah.
You know, some of those other areas. And, you know, we were very excited when there was a Coles in Old Bar. That meant we didn't have to go into Taree. But other than that, you'd only go into, like, we'd only go to Taree. I'd never been to Wingham, never been to Harrington, you know. And that was for 20-plus years.
Yeah, right.
And that's just a crime now when I think about it. And so we really want people understanding there are other parts of the Barrington Coast you can go and explore, whether you live, work or play here.
Mm.
There's plenty to see and do, and we want to help you discover that.
Yeah, and I think that's a really cool point as well. There is so much to see and do, isn't there? You know, because if you are that business-minded person, great. There's plenty to keep you occupied and interested and inspired here. But if you're not, if you're here for, you know, the lifestyle, the beaches, the waterways, the national parks, you can spend an inordinate amount of time here and not even have to be exposed to anything other than that, if that's what you want to do. There's something for everybody here.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you spent much time on the water? Not on the beach. You've talked about the beach and how much you love the beach, but we have such amazing waterways. Have you explored those yet? Come on.
We haven't yet.
Yeah.
And there's so much that we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that are on our to-do list, and we're hippies a little bit, you know. So for us, it is about, you know, all of those kind of natural resources that are here. So mountain biking, four-wheel driving, responsibly, of course. You know, I think it's really important that to get serious for a minute, that we do protect our assets.
Yeah,
we're an eco-tourism destination. So we need to make sure that we protect, you know, that eco element of what we do, and that means being responsible. It means being sustainable, thinking about, you know, how as visitors to the area and people who live here, how are we doing all of those things, and are we doing them in a way that's sustainable? I think that's really important, and we want to focus on some of that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our convos.
Absolutely. The other part that would be really interesting to unpack too is understanding different cultures that are in our area. Obviously, the Indigenous culture, the heritage there.
Yeah.
But we also have a lot of people moving here from other places around the world, a lot in terms of helping local businesses. So it'd be really great to understand how they're settling in, you know, what's their experience of our area. So it might be fun to unpack that and explore that with them as well.
Yeah, definitely, because I think traditionally, you know, regional areas have been quite homogenous in terms of, you know, the makeup of the people who live there.
Mm.
And when we moved here, we moved from the Blue Mountains. So a lot of our business was Sydney and Western Sydney based, you know, which is a city now.
Goodness. Yeah, absolutely.
Every time we go back, it blows me away how much of a city it's becoming.
Mm.
But, you know, you go from Western Sydney and you cross the river to the Blue Mountains, and it's like a different world. Incredibly homogenous there. So it's really nice to see that the Barrington Coast, not so much like that. We do have a really nice cultural mix, and good to understand and unpack why that's the case. What is it about here that attracts people to the area?
Mm.
What keeps them here? And, you know, what challenges, I guess, people from different cultures have faced as they come and make this home?
Yeah, absolutely. I was at an International Women's Day event a couple of weeks ago, and that was one of the topics that was brought up in terms of, you know, barriers to sort of integrate, or not integrating, but just becoming a part of the community, because the idea of the table that I was at was looking at how do we, let's identify barriers and work out how we can accelerate change and support people.
Yeah.
And one of the people at the table was saying that when she moved here 20 plus years ago from another country and set up a business, it was a real barrier, and that made it hard. And then a few people shared, yes, they were like you, COVID, escapees, and that they too have, you know, struggled to settle in. And then people were sharing some ways that they had sort of taken the initiative to help. Like you said, you joined the chamber. Some people were saying, oh, I've joined the gym, or, you know, one person was saying, I just say yes to everything. Anything that anybody invites, I just say yes, you know, because I'm trying to get to know the local area. Yeah. And then we flipped it and said, oh, what is it that we, as the people who live here, the locals, what could we do to make it easier for people? And one person offered a really simple suggestion, which I love, because I think we actually do this pretty well, but it was just saying hello to people.
Yeah, right.
Just welcoming people. Mm. And I do love that. I almost use that as a bit of a litmus test of, is this my kind of place? When I go for a walk or a run, you know, if I'm out and about and someone says hello, I'm like, yeah, this is my kind of place. Whereas if you're in a town where it's like, nope, we haven't got time to say hello.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really interesting attribute. And, you know, maybe when we go, like when we were talking before about how much it might grow or where it might go, you know, if we keep that as part of our baseline value, that we want to be in a town where people say hello to each other, I think it's good for the people that live here and also makes it easier for people to settle in. So.
Totally. It's almost a tagline, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the Barrington
we'll always
Coast,
say hello.
We'll always say hello. We say hello to each other.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
And I think that's really, you know, it's definitely something that's worth exploring more, because as more and more people from, you know, more busy areas decide to call this place home, they move here, there's the real potential for our community to become a little bit divided, you know, because people who are moving from cities have certain expectations. People who've lived here for a long time have completely different expectations and desires, and very understandably are protective of what we've got. So how do we facilitate an environment where people who are moving here can feel integrated, can be welcomed, and how we as, you know, the residents here don't feel threatened by that, but can see and embrace the exciting opportunity that presents. You know, it's not just all about overdevelopment.
No.
And I don't think we'll ever become overdeveloped here, as long as, you know, we kind of maintain that focus on our environment
and
on the lifestyle that we present. But it's interesting to consider that.
My nephew was visiting a couple of Christmases ago, and we went to the shops, and, you know, we're in the Barrington Coast, we say hello. And so, you know, I was saying hello, hello, hello. And he looked at me and said, do you know everybody here? And I said, no, but we say hello to each other. Yeah. And he lives in the inner city, and he was like, if I said hello to everybody on my way to school, I'd never get there.
And they think there's something wrong with you. Really?
Exactly.
It's true. Everyone's so busy. You know, if you just give a nod and a g'day to someone walking down the street in a city, they're like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, weirdo. What are you talking to me for? I love that slower pace.
Yeah. What about the arts? What do you think our region has to offer when it comes to the world of creative?
There's some really talented artists that live in our region. We've got beautiful art societies here. And, you know, we've got such great inspiration for art as well. You know, it's not just about how much fun we can have and what the activities are to do. Visually, it's stunning. You know, one of the biggest challenges for us now as residents is, where do we go on holiday? Like, what's going to top this? And so we've got incredible photographers. Yeah. We've got incredible painters. The arts scene is terrific here.
Yeah, and music, there's a fair bit of live music.
There's
I see
some
a
great
lot of
live
venues
music.
Doing the, you know, the usual sort of, like, not only are there the music days, but also the music at the restaurant might just be somebody with a guitar or singing, but having that part of what it is to live here, you know, is I think adds to the to not just the natural beauty, but actually that sort of human beauty as well.
That's right, because you need to add a bit of culture. We've got live music festivals. We've got a number of fantastic live music festivals, you know, that are still thriving in the area. We've got, if we can drop a few names, you know, we've got people like Brooke and Adam who are up in this area. We've got Maddie Zarb, who's a terrific musician. You know, Hudson Rose, who's making a massive name for herself, who comes from Wingham.
Yep.
Like, we're just such a breeding ground for talent in so many different areas.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great. Looking forward to talking to people from that creative space as well.
Yeah.
given I can hardly draw a stick figure, but, you know. I did used to play the oboe. We grew up in a family. My mum and dad were very keen musicians. Well, more my dad. He was a Gilbert and Sullivan fan. So anybody that's listening that remembers
too.
Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, whack one of those on for a trip down memory lane. But, I'm from a family of four kids and we all had to play the piano. We all had to learn a second instrument. So.
Wow.
We're all windy people. We had saxophone,
right.
Exactly. We had saxophone, flute, oboe, and bassoon. So you know. Anyway,
bassoon.
That's.
I've got an interesting story about bassoon. I'll tell you off air. I was a great tambourinist.
I thought you were going to impress me and say the triangle there, mate.
No. But do love a good musical and do love live theatre.
Yeah, me
so,
too.
Yeah, my mum was a massive live theatre fan and used to take me to live theatre quite a lot.
It'd be great to get somebody from the MEC and have a chat with them about the work that they do there because they've got a really eclectic range of concerts and entertainment that they put on. They've got the new studio that was built probably a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a bit of an uncovered could be for some people, not across what exactly goes on there. So we are going to make sure that people's dance cards are so full. You will not be able to say, I've got nothing on this weekend because we're going
to
give you a big list.
And there's so many people who I think have lived here for a really long time who are going to be amazed.
Yeah.
At what's here,
exactly.
What's available. And so for you guys out there, our listening audience, if there's somebody that you would like us to talk to, if there's something you think we've missed, make sure you reach out and let us know. We would love to hear your thoughts on who we should be chatting to as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We don't have all the answers.
We don't have all the answers. A lot, but maybe not all.
We'll ask lots of questions. We don't have all the answers.
So, Megan, you said you've been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
So I think technically you have 5 years to go before you can be a local.
No, I've changed the rule. I've come to learn that unless you went to high school here, you're never a local.
Okay.
We're never so I've just accepted it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the wannabe local.
And you mentioned that you holidayed in the area and there were a few other reasons that you used to sort of come up here.
Mm.
But what was it that kind of convinced you this is home now, we're going to move here, we're going to build our life here?
I think we left the inner city of Sydney and had a radical change. We bought 200 acres up in the hills of Elands.
Right.
So we didn't own a car. We didn't really have a backyard.
Yeah.
We didn't have, you know, we might have had a pair of scissors.
Mm.
And then we we bought a 200-acre farm in the middle of nowhere and suddenly had to have tractors and cars and motorbikes and power tools and all the rest. We just really wanted a life change.
Mm.
We'd been working in Sydney for a while. We'd come back from working and living in Singapore for a little while.
Yep.
That didn't feel like home over there, so we came back. Sydney we loved, but it was just such a fast-paced life.
Yeah.
We just didn't have the time to stop and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yes, you're making progress in your career, but we were like, that's not what life's just about.
100%.
And we'd always wanted a little bit of land. And so we decided to do a bit of take a week off and go exploring for land. And so we sort of worked out it needed to be close to Sydney.
Yeah.
It needed to be north because I had family members up here. So we did that little, you know, the sort of logical assessment of things. And then we went out to the Hunter and, too expensive there. And then we went to, on the way up towards Gloucester. It was like, that was a little bit expensive there. And then we got to Wingham and it was like, this is more in our price range.
Yeah.
And so we bought the farm thinking we'd retire there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a whim, kind of a plan. Wasn't expecting to get 200 acres. We were thinking maybe 50, but we didn't want to see anyone. And anyway, that's what we landed with.
Yeah.
And we'd only get up every sort of 3 or 4 times a year. And then that started to get quite expensive in terms of maintaining 200 acres in the middle of nowhere. So we thought, okay, we need to make a decision about where is home for us.
Mm.
And so I remember we came up one Easter and I think we stayed for an extra week and we went home and went, this is not feeling, we're not in sync with the city vibe. Mm-hmm. That's not actually working for us. And so then we went up and did a month over that Christmas and said, if we come back at the end of that and we're really, our heart's still in the hills of Elands, then that's it.
That's it.
We'll do it. I mean, and we did it as a transition. We sort of rented our house out in Sydney for a year and went and lived up on the at the farm for a year and worked remotely just to, like, not throw everything out. We didn't do your style, Simon. It was a little bit more, you know. And I think probably for the first maybe 5 to 10 years as we're doing that commute to Sydney still, and Elands was a long way away, so it was a beautiful community, but it was still quite spread out. It was probably more when we arrived at Halliday's Point, which is where we are now.
Yeah.
And we have such a beautiful community. And I have a lovely street with lovely neighbours and close to beautiful beaches and some great cafes and everything you need. And it's like we every time we go somewhere else, it's like, yeah, it's nice here, but this is our place.
Yeah.
So I that's a long answer to the question, but I think it's just when you feel that your heart rate can just – or your heart can beat a bit slower and you can breathe a bit deeper – and you feel that there are people that that you share a common sort of not you know, you don't want people to be exactly the same as you, but a common appreciation for what we've got
and shared values
and that desire to be a part of the community. And I think that's probably the difference from Sydney, which was fast pace and but good people around us and lots of fun, but not much chance to breathe.
Yeah. And you look at it and you think, like, can I see myself here for the long term?
Yeah.
And I guess ours was quite similar for us. We just, you know, we couldn't. We always knew that we wanted that slower pace. Mm. We wanted to be able to, as you said, breathe and feel like we weren't kind of being crushed and overcrowded. And, you know, foster specifically for us, I guess, our stories are so similar. Mm. You know, we looked at kind of Newcastle. We knew we wanted to go north. We didn't want to go south. It's cold. South equals cold. Yes, north equals warm. Take me north. And we looked at a couple of places along the way. But, you know, I'd been coming to Foster to do triathlon, you know, way back, God, in the mid-90s. Oh, how old am I now? And so I just had this real connection to the place. And the first time we came up here to seriously have a look as, is this a place where we could live? Because Foster is where we live, by the way, on the mid-north coast. Mm. You know, just walking over that bridge, our beautiful rickety, you know, bridge, just all of those beautiful memories come flooding back and it just instantly felt like home.
Yeah.
I guess that's our story.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The way that sense of place. Always am appreciative of when I take the moment to do that.
Yeah.
Is very special.
Yeah. So our stories are similar but different.
Mm.
Which I guess we'll
both. You did triathlons and I wouldn't even consider it. So I'll see you on a Pilates machine instead.
But I guess there's a lot of similarities. But, you know, our life experiences are different and I think we will bring that to convos. We'll be chatting to people through the lens of our own experience. So tell me, I guess, what you're most looking forward to about having some of these conversations.
I'm excited because I'm keen to meet these people.
Yeah.
And I think – yeah, helping, I guess, creating a platform for them to share their story, I think is going to be really a special contribution to our shared conversations. I think getting to know the area more. Like it's so easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, I know when I need to go shopping, I go there. I know when I go to eat, I go there. And, you know, then my mates live there and so I go there. But sort of encouraging myself to get out and explore and helping other people to do that. We actually did go out on a boat at the lakes, the Great Lakes, a couple of Christmases I think ago. We had a mate visiting because how good is it when friends come to visit, right? Because then you go and do the tourist thing,
and you can show off this.
I know. Why do we call it the tourist thing? Why can't we just go, hey, this is what we do.
This is what we do.
Yeah, yeah. We don't just do it all when the tourists time. Come. You know?
Yeah.
And I was so excited to actually be out in a boat, toddling around. And I'd done a boat a couple of Christmases ago as well, where we did got on at Taree and went up to up the river a bit, called into Stones and got fish and chips, and then did the, there's amazing houses on the
unreal
river, so you just won't even see from the road.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think exploring, one for myself, but also to share it with others so that they can get excited and get out and about.
Yeah, and to be
what about you?
Yeah, I think the opportunity to be able to look at things through somebody else's eyes, you know, their experiences, definitely. What they've done, what they've learned, and also what brought them here, just kind of understand why we're all here, you know, what it is that's kind of brought us all together, what we can learn from those people, what we can share with, you know, the people who are listening to the podcast. That's about them largely.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's all about me there. It's like I want to talk to them.
No, look, I just don't get me wrong. All you guys listening out there, it is really about us. It's really about us.
Come along for the ride.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we've got, I think we've got a number of really exciting guests lined up to join the potty. We won't let anything out of the bag just yet. But
lips are sealed.
Yeah, lips are sealed, but watch this space. Mm. Hey, Megan, before we wrap up, anything else that you want to add about having joined as a host of Convos?
Look, I'm thrilled. I'm delighted. I'd like to thank my mum and my dad. No, it's exciting. And so I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. And, I'm keen to get feedback from people. It would be really lovely to hear. We are doing this, not only are you and I going to have a good time, but is that it is a part of what we want to help to increase our sense of community and build connections.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear from people about what you like, what you didn't like, what ideas that you have. And even, you know, we were talking earlier about the impact of more people moving to the area, you know, Any conversation is a good conversation in my world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important that we note that, you know, it's about all of the different conversations, and it's not just about painting a rosy picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about, like, what's life really like here?
Yeah. Hey, before we go though, can we also, have we talked a little bit about Barrington Coast, the magazine?
We haven't. We
Should
haven't
we
talked.
Do that?
Yeah, Lifestyle Barrington Coast.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Lifestyle Barrington Coast is such a beautiful visual magazine, and this is the podcast of the Lifestyle Barrington Coast magazine. So, it's probably a good idea to talk about that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember first meeting Elle, who's the publisher of Barrington Coast, I think we're going to try and convince her to come on, aren't we?
I think we will.
Yeah, I think we'll twist her arms. She's a shy little rabbit, that one, but I'm sure we'll be able to get her involved. And her vision for celebrating Barrington Coast and bringing us together as a region, I'm so excited to see how the magazine reflects that.
Yeah.
And now having that spread over into this podcast, I think is a real, you know, full props to her for having the vision and seeing it through and making that contribution to our local area. I think it's exciting.
Yeah, she's one of the real champions of the Barrington Coast, isn't she? We're very fortunate to have Elle here. People like Elle, you know, with that kind of experience, but particularly, you know, Elle, who's such a dynamo and so full of energy and so full of passion for the area. And without her, as you said, Megan, we wouldn't have the magazine, we wouldn't have this show.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Elle, big shout out to you.
Big shout out.
For everybody listening, make sure you check out Lifestyle Barrington Coast. We'll make sure that all the links are in the show notes, but you can find Lifestyle Barrington Coast on Facebook. Check out their website as well. There's so many great things to do that you will find on their social media and on the website as well. And, of course, make sure, I think in July next issue comes out.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye out for the magazine too.
Look for the most beautiful magazine on the coffee table, and that will be
Lifestyle
Barrington Coast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, Megan, welcome. I am so stoked to have you as a part of this journey. I'm really excited to share that with you. To everybody out there, make sure you reach out to us if you've got anything that you would like us to cover. As I said, all the links are in the show notes, and we cannot wait to see you on the next episodes of Convos. Megan, thank you.
Been a delight. Thank you.
You've been listening to Convos, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast. If you love this chat, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And if you know somebody we should be talking to on Convos, hit us up on our Facebook page, Lifestyle Barrington Coast.